Greetings and welcome to All Things Movies and Sports. I'm Dave.
I'm Adam.
And this is the podcast where we just sit here and have a bit of a chat about some Marvel movies. And spoiler alert, see what I did there? I remembered this time. And we also talk about some sport as well. So, how you going, Adam? How's your day been, mate?
Yeah, look, mate, flat out.
Yeah, nice.
Monday. Just look a lot of hard work out in the yard. Just been a really busy guy, but managed to take some time out and have a bit of a yarn with you, mate.
Yeah, no, that's great, mate. Yeah, nice. And you've just watched the movie again?
I left him around a little bit late, but I just watched it today.
Yeah, so did I. Yep.
Not for the first time. I'm backing up, but I've seen it before.
Yep. Yep, I have as well. Got to be honest, it had been a while since I'd seen it.
Really?
Yeah. So watching it again, I didn't really... it was kind of like a first time again. So
that's good.
Yeah, no, it was really good.
That you had forgotten about or you didn't see the first time?
Yeah, there was a lot, actually. so a lot of points that... Well, good. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed this movie a lot better than the first Avenger.
Well, what movie are we doing?
Well, we're doing Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
But before we give the synopsis, people can't really see, but I can see you today and you can see me.
Yeah.
People listening, Dave's wearing one of those ugly Christmas sweaters.
I am.
Because he's laughing all day at that.
Well, the Sydney Swans have just won the minor premiership, mate. So I thought I'd rep the team a bit, you know.
Richmond. They played Tigers, didn't they?
They beat the Tigers by a lot last night.
Yeah, they did. They pumped the hell out of them.
Yeah, but that pretty much sealed the minor premiership. Hawthorn's not going to win by enough over Collingwood that they'll take it out. So we've got it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so home final.
Yeah. Could be the year.
Could be. And as we speak, the Canberra Brave are in the AIHL final as well. So being played down in Melbourne right now. So hopefully the boys can come away with a win.
Bring it home.
Yeah. The Goodall Cup, as it's called.
Yeah, I read that today. I thought there's nothing going on in NHL, but...
Well, there is, but we'll get to that.
We'll wait. We won't jump.
Nice. All right. So, yeah, Captain America, the Winter Soldier. Synopsis off IMDb. As Steve Rogers struggles to embrace his role in the modern world, he teams up with a fellow Avenger and S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, Black Widow, to battle the new threat from history. Sorry, a new threat from history, an assassin known as the Winter Soldier.
Ooh,
it's a good synopsis.
It is.
All right, so, you enjoyed the movie, as you said?
I did, but I've got a point from last week.
Oh, here we go. Righto, what do we got?
All right, so you said that you didn't like the blatant disregard for rank.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And here you are calling him Steve Rogers.
Sure.
Yeah, you should be calling him El Capitan.
Right, okay, cool, not a problem. So you just want me to refer to him as El Capitan for the rest of the podcast? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, I was just being a dick. Because I was listening to a podcast this morning, and you're like, blatant disregard for rank and this and that. And then you said, and Steve?
Yes, but okay, righto. So on that, sorry, mate, what was that?
It's when you guys been on a first name basis.
Was I referring to him as Steve Rogers before he became Captain America?
Oh, look, I'm not going to go into the minuteness of the call. Oh, fuck you.
Oh.
That up.
Excellent. All righty. So, look, I thought it was really good. As I said, it was kind of like watching it again for the first time, having... been ages since I'd seen it, so
Mr.
Sorry, go ahead.
You saw it at the movies?
Mate, I couldn't tell you when I saw it the first time. When was it? 2014 it came out.
Yes. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I'm not sure, to be honest.
A while ago now.
Yeah, yep. But, no, the whole storyline of it, bringing Hydra back. That was quite good.
Yeah.
And a lot of CGI in it, which was quite good. A lot better than the first one.
Yeah, there was a bit. I suppose they had those helicarriers and that and this, and you can't really do a Steven Spielberg with those, can you? You need CGI.
This is true. What? Righto, yep.
Well, I actually want to say George Lucas, but I went to Steven Spielberg. I don't know why. But I was thinking more Empire, Star Wars with the ships. They were real models, and they couldn't do that with the helicarriers. I'm killing I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
That's quite funny. Alrighty. Well, while you're on that, you did bring up a Star Wars point there.
I did.
So I'm going to jump ahead into one of the little bits and so one of the plot points that sort of didn't make sense, or you know, something that could have been done better. I had in there that on the the helicarriers. The bottom of the helicarrier is where the guidance system is.
Yep.
It looks very vulnerable.
It does, from the bottom.
Yeah. So I kind of thought, you know, a bit Death Star-y, in that you just shoot that bottom out and brings it down.
Yeah. Why do people do that? They leave the smallest opening. You know, they did it in the Star Wars with the Death Star, and they did it in the new one too. Like, who would have thought, hey, let's not learn from our mistakes and make a vulnerability like that where a simple ship can come in there and toast the whole thing.
Yeah.
People just don't learn from their mistakes.
No, that's back right.
Guys. Thought your game out.
Yeah. And as I like to say that thing from How I Met Your Mother, where it's like it wouldn't be the architect's fault. It'd be the engineer's fault for doing that.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, they just draw. You know, it's up to the engineers to correct them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Alrighty, cool. So, first cab off the rank is best line in the movie or favourite line. Yep. I've got a couple. How about you?
I've got one, but you got a couple.
You want me to go first? Alright, cool. So, Nick Fury's in the car, and the car's getting, or it's been shot to shit, and then he gets away, which I'll come back. That's a point that I didn't like as well. But somehow he gets away. Yep. And he's trying to get the car to do things, and it's saying, oh no, that's not responsive. And then he goes, so what's not damaged? And it says, air conditioning, 100%.
Well, you do want that. You don't want to be getting in there and getting all souped up and the humidity being high and the car, having the aircon that's still functioning is key. It's critical.
Yeah. Well, that's right. In that high pressure moment where he's trying to get away, you'd be, you know, sweating a bit. So you'd want the aircon on.
Want to stay cool.
Yeah, that's right.
They can make calculated decisions.
Yeah, yep.
Good work, car.
Yeah. And the other one I had was Captain America is in the... see what I did there, Adam? Yeah. He's in the elevator and he's surrounded. Yeah. And and he says, before we get started, does anyone want to get out? Yeah. So those are my favourite bits, yeah. My favourite lines, anyway.
Lines.
What about you, mate?
One was early on.
Yep.
And it was on the left. When he's running. He's on the left. When he's running around the thing.
Oh, right. Yep.
Because that just reminded me of, you know, when you're doing sports, you're playing team activities, and there's that one guy that he's good at everything. Has got the breath to pay you out or make comments and things like that. And you get filthy and like, prick, just shut up. And I can just put myself where the Falcon was, you know. I'm busting my ass, I'm running, I'm fatigued, and there's this prick running on the left, and he's like, just shut the...
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. Just, I'll stay here, you just run around me. Yeah, so that, I laughed at that. I'm like, yeah, you know, that's, I can relate that to me. By that he's hearing on the left from some other prick.
Nice. I
want to take you there.
Right, okay, cool. I like it.
You take him there? You there?
Yeah, yeah. I'm tracking.
Yeah, good. All right. What about, what were some of your favourite parts?
Well, I thought Bucky's entrance was pretty cool. You know, he's just standing there as Fury drives off, like he's trying to get away, and then car just blows up and shit like that. So, yep. Thought that was pretty good. Look, I have sort of little bits that I thought were good, but I actually enjoyed the whole movie. So, you know, I can't sort of say this was one specific part that I enjoyed, but I thought his uniform was better as well.
Yeah, actually, I've got a note with that. I think it's something that comes up, I haven't read too many, but I remember seeing on the cover, that's more of a S.H.I.E.L.D. Costume.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, when he's working for S.H.I.E.L.D. and not as Cap.
Yep.
And that's because, yeah, you noticed that there was no red, white, and blue at the bottom. You know, traditionally, yeah, he's got the star, which that had, but, you know, around the ab region, it's got the red, white, and blue. It didn't have any of that.
Yep.
On that one, on that uniform that he wore for predominantly the most part of that movie. But yeah, I agree. I liked it. I liked that they changed it.
Yep.
To that. That's what he was doing, and that took from the comics as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I also thought that the CGI for Steve Rogers was better.
Yeah, later on in the movie.
Yeah, where him and Bucky were at after the funeral.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah. No, I agree with you there. I was looking at that a bit more at that time. From what we said previously.
Yep.
And happy about it. And I'm like, well, I'll take a bit more note of it this time.
oh, just look at you listening.
Oh, yeah, you know. I can't help but not listen to you, mate. You know?
Oh, right. Okay, fine. I also enjoyed Black Widow, Scarlett Jo kicking ass in the office when she was disguised as one of the committee members.
Yep.
Yep. But, yeah, that was...
She was good throughout, I thought.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, I was really happy with her.
Yeah, she had a bit more of a human side to her.
Yeah, that's right, opposed to what she had previously. And I guess she was more of a main character in this. So, you know, she had more of a role than what she had previously.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, definitely. And, she's quite a good actor as well, so, yeah.
Really developing her character, or, you know, the whole Black Widow within the Marvel Universe a bit better.
Yeah. Yep. So, your favourite parts, mate?
Now, I've got a few here, all right? But I liked the first... main action scene with the infiltration on the cargo ship when he first went on there, and he just beasted all those terrorists. Although that was pretty cool, he just run around the ship just taking care of business. What pissed me off though was he climbed up the chain out of the water and he was dry.
I missed that. Righto. Yep.
You know, he didn't look like his uniform was wet. Now, if you just jump out of a plane into the water, you're going to be wet, you know? And there was no continuity there. So Russo Brothers, directors, sort your shit out for the next one. But how he threw that knife and pinned that dude's hand to the side of the ship, yeah, that's hardcore.
Yep.
And the elevator scene, we just dominated him.
Yeah, yep.
Oh, that was some two good action sequences that I quite enjoyed. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that was a good action scene. That excuse me, the lift bit, yeah.
And actually, that's one of the points that made me want to see it a lot quicker. As I was talking to my brother-in-law, and he was saying some of the best fighting scenes or hand-to-hand action fighting scenes he's seen in a long time. I'm like, right, I'm gonna have to check this out. If you're saying stuff like that, then this must be all right. So I went and said, oh yeah, if you look at the movie right from start to finish, a lot of it, the hand-to-hand fighting, that's what Steve Rogers is. Oh, they were great. And it would take a lot of work, in the lead up to doing the movie to get all that right.
Yeah,
But
absolutely.
yeah.
And
So I thought it was red hot.
that fight scene on the ship at the start, where he was against good old GSP, the Georges St-Pierre, Canadian UFC fighter. Thought that was good, that whole thing.
Yeah, it was Yeah, I was surprised actually to see him in it. Because I didn't realise he was. I hadn't really read too much about it, with him. And then, yeah, when I was watching it for the first time and I've seen him on the bridge, I'm like, isn't that UFC fighter guy? Remember his name, then, yeah, kind of me after, but, oh, well, there you go. Didn't have a lot of dialogue.
No, well, yeah, no.
He didn't really need to, he was just there for one purpose, just to fight.
Yeah, get his ass kicked.
Yeah, get your ass kicked.
Yeah, and well, he was one of my like the cameos.
Yeah, I thought it might have been.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I had a couple.
saved mine. I've got a couple of different ones.
Right. All
Yeah.
right. Who's your other one then? We'll jump ahead.
Oh, we'll jump ahead and go back.
Yeah. Who was your other cameo?
Yeah, this was Councilman Rockwell.
Is that
And that.
Gary? That was Gary Shandling.
Nah, Alan Dale from Neighbours.
Oh, good old Neighbours.
Yeah, him. And he didn't really say anything, but he was on the screen. Julian Assange.
Oh, I saw that too. Yes.
Turns out he's a Hydra agent.
Oh.
He was working for Hydra. That explains a lot, don't you think?
Well, was he actually working for Hydra, or was he one of the targets in the video that they were talking about that they should be taking out?
Well, it just makes sense that he'd be working for Hydra because he's WikiLeaks, secrets, exposing.
Righto.
I saw it from that.
Righto. I see what you're saying. Yep.
Well, you think that he was a target
Yeah.
for Hydra?
One of the people that they should be taking out, yeah.
Well, he could
Yeah.
be.
Yeah.
People do want to take him out.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Where is he now? Is he still in bloody...
Think he's the Colombian embassy.
Yeah, can't remember. I
I
thought it
think.
was... why am I thinking Estonia?
I don't know.
Anyway, oh. Anyway, never mind. Just a quick score update. End of the first period, and Newcastle North Stars are leading the Canberra Brave 1-0. So,
Okay.
still close, still good. We can come back from this.
Yep, don't
Go
really know.
Brave, go Brave. Yeah, so with that other cameo, mate, I had Gary Shandling. He was the, I can't remember if he was a senator or a councilman,
Oh.
but yeah, they Hydra members, and he was saying that his knee was playing, and then his knee was playing up, and then he took a step, and he was like, "Oh, you see the thing?" And he's like, "Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, yep." Just the good comedic actor that he was. Yeah, I thought that bit was quite funny.
Yeah, I don't know what he was out of, but I did recognise his face.
Oh man, the Larry Sanders Show. It was, oh, that was hilarious, man. Do yourself, if yeah, if you get the chance, do yourself have a look at it. Listeners as well. Yeah, so it's quite a good show. David Duchovny played a big cameo role in it. It was
Oh,
quite
really?
funny. Yeah, it was quite funny.
Might have to YouTube that.
Yeah, you should.
All right, I've
Cool.
got some other points here, right, that I'd like to bring up to you,
Okay.
Gus. One was I thought that it was a touching moment when he's Captain Rogers is
not Steve.
Not Steve. Was he went back to that the piece they had on at the museum, like the display with all the Howling Commandos.
Yep.
And he's sitting there. And he's got the got his compass still with a picture of Peggy.
Yep.
Yeah, and I thought, oh, that's a little bit touching. You know, he still holds on to that past and still really likes her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though he missed that. Yes, with the fighting. So, the fighting was great in it, but I did like the fact that the action in the movie was good. But there was good balance between the seriousness as well, and there was some. It was touching on some real world issues.
In terms That's of like, deep, man. That's deep.
Yeah, you like that? Yeah,
yeah.
Coming down when I was watching, like, yeah, it really has touched on a lot of stuff that's going on in the world at the moment. Like, you know, with freedom and terrorism, all that kind of stuff, and the extra security around, and you know, where's the way up of it, and yeah, I quite like how it sort of touched on those bits. You're laughing a lot.
It sounds great. Everything you're saying is great.
Laughing a lot at me.
Not at all, mate.
Yeah. Well, that's what I got when I was watching it today. I'm like, yeah, this is really honing in, you know, on stuff that's real.
Yeah.
And it's for, you know, for a comic book movie. Another point, too, was that it incorporated veterans into it. How, yes. Oh, mate, this for the, well, you had ran that thing at the local thing, community centre for the vets. I mean, that would have struck a chord with a lot of, you know, ex-service male and females from over in the States as well as, you know, probably around the world.
Yeah, true.
They could have, you know, had something similar. Like, oh, yeah, you know, just veterans, here we go.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. So that was some quick points I wanted to step onto before we got into it.
Get into the bits that didn't make sense?
Yes. Were there any?
Oh, I've got a couple of little things written down. So in that scene where Nick Fury's getting the car, like the car's getting shot the shit out, and then they start bringing out that battering ram.
Yeah, yeah.
The car that's wedged up behind him. All right?
Yep.
So that he can't move, and then all of a sudden the vehicle's propulsion system comes back online.
Yep.
And then suddenly he can reverse. Like, what happened to the car that was behind it?
Maybe.
No. It,
I'm not. Don't try.
Don't try. No. But yeah, that was just a little flaw, you know, one of those things.
I've got another flaw for you.
All right.
Ready for this?
Yeah, go for it.
So, a little bit on from that, when they're all in the car, so they just, actually, that dude, the comedian guy, just after that, when they're all in the car.
Yep. When they take the guy that's in that, he's the guy from S.H.I.E.L.D., yeah, but Hydra, sorry.
They're all in the car, and then, you know, they get smashed up, all the rest of it, and Cap gets his shield out, they go under the door, and they're slotting all the road, and Falcon goes tumbling, and he's in a T-shirt and jeans.
Oh, he'd be ripped to the shit house, wouldn't he?
Exactly.
Yeah, not a scratch on him.
Yep, not a scratch.
No.
Sort it out, guys.
Well, it must have been that soft stuff that that's in playgrounds now.
Do they make roads like that?
Yeah, apparently. There? Well, they must do. In the Marvel world, they have to. Yeah. Because everyone's fallen over everywhere, you know? So.
Yep. And there's no marks. Everyone seems, you know, okay. Even Black Widow, she was good to go.
And he jumped out of the plane, out of the building as well, into the chopper, and didn't get scratches or anything from the jumping through that thick window, which I doubt he would have been able to jump through. He would have just plowed straight into it. But anyway,
super human, super soldier, super serum.
Well, it wasn't him. It was the Falcon. Not.
Well, he is super. He's super Falcon.
Oh right. Okay, I missed that bit. Sorry. Right.
You want some other ones that didn't make sense?
Yeah, no, you go. I did my first one, so you go now.
All right, now look, I'm a little bit annoyed that when they're wanted, so Black Widow and Cap, they're on the run. This is after they get bombed in that bunker when they meet Zola again. They cruise to the Falcon's place, and you know, they're upstairs, they're talking, they're doing that, this and that. And they come downstairs, and the Falcon throws classified documents on the table.
Yeah, well, clearly they're in his safe, man. He's got a
C class safe in his
C class safe or B class, you know.
That's a breach of security. One goes against the captain's morals, I think, because and values, because he's strictly by the book. Falcon's taken home two sets of classified documents, one from a mission, one with that flying thing. So two, takes them home just to act as a resume, you know, or for safekeeping. I think, can he be trusted? If he's prepared to do that, breach security.
That is very good point, Spine.
Thank you. Thank
Something
you.
That they should have been a little bit concerned about, to be honest.
Well, I'd think Captain more so than anything. I suppose he's clutching at straws for friends at the, you know, at that stage. You only had one.
Yeah. What was the line there? Everyone we know is trying to kill us. Not everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. Not everyone. I just stole documents and that, so I can go on your team. Come on. That's one point that I didn't quite like. Oh, you know, and the other one? I've got another one.
Hit me.
So they're in plain clothes and they're going to the shopping centre, right? And
the good old Marvel disguise, the coat, hat, and glasses.
But I thought it was very sloppy for a man of his stature. Didn't tie his shoelaces up.
Oh, was this?
Notice that?
I missed the laces that were untied. Righto.
It can't tie his shoelaces. That's attention to detail. Fail.
Right, yeah.
And did you notice a lot of the product placement too, by any chance?
There was some Apple.
There was Apple. There was Harley Davidson, Chev, Under Armour, HTC.
Oh, look out.
Yeah, I it's one of those things I look for these days.
Righto.
Company pay these guys to get their stuff in a movie.
What's the key behind, like, what's behind that? Why do you look at that?
Well, it's a marketing ploy.
Yeah, but what kicked it off for you to sit there and actually notice all those things in movies now?
I don't know. Maybe I heard something somewhere. Or I read something. I don't know.
Okay, cool. I was just curious, that's all.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I've never really thought about it.
Righto.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. So I got a point that didn't make sense. How did Bucky know where Rogers lived? Actually, you know what? Now that I think of it, I just worked it out. Never mind.
I don't know. Maybe...
Well, watching it to start with, before, you know, if you're watching it for the first time, you don't know that... because it had been so long. So I wrote that down when watching it, right?
Yep.
But then I didn't go back and reread that when I worked, like when you find out that Robert Redford is part of Hydra. So that's how he knows, because, you know, he's working for, so Bucky is working for, that's how he knows. So disregard that point. That makes sense now. I'll cross that off the list.
It all links up.
Yeah. Yeah.
We jumped over the landscape visual effects.
Oh, sorry. We did too. Yes.
But you touched on it earlier. You were very CGI.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the lift going down into the hangar, so that he could show him the helicarriers with all the planes and everything. The first that we hear of Project Insight.
Yep.
I thought that looked really cool.
Did you actually write that down, Project Insight?
I actually do have it written down.
I had to ask something when you said Project Insight. I'm like, I bet he's written that down.
I did. Fuck off.
That's noteworthy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'll agree with you there. That was pretty impressive. But I thought there wasn't... The movie didn't really rely on it too much. I guess it relied more on it... This one relied more on CGI than the previous. But still, you know, in terms of, I guess, other Marvel movies, it wasn't really the focal point.
Yeah.
And, you know, the characters were the main part. There was no CGI of the characters except for that, you know, the small little... snippet of Steve Rogers towards the back end of the movie. But yeah, they have reason that for Project Insight.
Oh, look out. Yeah. I also thought it was good, though. It's not really one of the points there, but just thinking about it now. The fact that he actually gets shot and stabbed.
Who?
Rogers, the captain. So that it shows that he's not perfect. He is going to get hit.
Yeah.
And he actually, like, by Bucky, he gets stabbed and shot by him in that fight in the guidance area of the helicarrier at the end there. I thought that was good to show that, you know, he's not perfect.
Not invincible.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Now, that's a good point. Or, you know, another, not so much visual effects, but I guess it's props and the gear like that. But he had two shields. So when he, on the Genosis?
Yeah, they were the colours were stronger.
Yeah, on the cargo ship?
Yeah.
Dull and there was no red?
Yep, yep.
Yeah. Then, yeah, after that, you know, it was back to his normal shield.
Yeah, I did pick that up as well, yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was like, so what, do they paint his shield for special things or what? Because he's only got one shield, yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, that's because in the first one he says that that's the only bit of that material, like a bit of that. So what's his name says that to him? Tony
Howard
Stark, yeah.
But do you know where there is a lot of vibranium?
Where?
Where the Black Panther's from.
Look out. Oh, yeah, oh, that was something as well.
You're on something here?
In the bunker.
In the bunker.
Sorry, not in the bunker, but when the guy is telling Captain and Black Widow and the Falcon, he's telling them all the secrets about
yeah,
Hydra,
yeah.
And he mentions Steve Strange.
He does.
Doctor Strange.
Yep.
Movie coming out soon. I was like, oh, Kate picked that up. I didn't, I missed it, but she, yeah, she picked it up. So I was like, oh, I'll note that down. Well done, Kate. Shout out to Kate. She'll enjoy that.
Nice work.
Yeah. Sorry, quick score check. Newcastle North Stars are up 2-0 now. Sorry.
When the second?
Yeah, midway through the second period, yeah. Ugh, come on, Brave.
Oh, mate, we've seen them get 7 goals or whatever it was in...
Oh. That was, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
They true. Can do it.
They can do that. They can come back from that, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, cool. Well, mate, look, I actually quite enjoyed that one. That was a lot better to watch, a lot easier to watch. Was yeah, you sit down and enjoy it, have a good, it's not really, they're obviously not thinking movies, you can just sit down, switch off, and get carried away with it. But yeah, I enjoyed this a lot more than the first Avenger.
Yeah. Now, I know we're probably going to be doing the Civil War one next week, right? So, one thing I did notice with these, because obviously we've seen them all, is they got better.
Yeah.
Probably only trilogies that, you know, please, if I've missed something that you think rivals, and let me know, or let us know on the Facebook page or Twitter. But it's one of the best trilogies that where it improved every time. You know, so the first one was, yeah, you know, set the story, and the second one was like, oh, definitely. It built on the first, and it was definitely better. And then the third built on the second, and it was better than both.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
So
now when you're saying for people to tell us if they disagree with you, are you saying any type of movie, or are you saying particularly comic book?
No, well, so, we'll just say trilogies in general. I mean, let's right now the Dark Knight series, Chris Nolan. Let's just scrub that straight out, because that's actually a point I read. Everyone these days seems to compare, you know, a comic book movie to those movies, or even The Dark Knight, essentially, where think it's really bad to compare any comic book movie to those, because they were just beyond, and they were just a good, solid story, good actors. Can't compare. That was brilliance, you know? So don't compare stuff to those movies. Just stand alone.
Fair enough.
That's
All
your
right.
best point with Adam. Hello.
Yeah.
What
Righto.
about
Okay.
performances? Acting wise, what did you think?
Well, I think we covered it before. I thought Scarlett Joe was good in it. What's his name? Robert Redford. Played the arsehole. Thought did that quite well. Yeah, Chris Evans was good, a lot better in this.
He played, it was his third time playing the role.
Yeah.
And, he was more relaxed in it, I guess.
Yeah, yep.
I think Dr. Zola, he really just dominated his role in the machine. You
Just the
know? It,
voice.
yeah, you know, it was definitely, it showed the range of that actor. I can't remember his name. But he can play a person in the machine. Baby Jones. So,
Yep, that's him.
yeah, and the Falcon, when they said, this, that, I can't remember his name, Anthony
Anthony
Mackie,
Mackie, yeah.
because I hadn't really seen him in anything prior of note worthiness.
Okay. The Hurt Locker, maybe?
What was he in that?
Yeah, he was.
He was in Gangster Squad, actually. But yeah, I didn't know if he'd be. I wasn't really convinced with him in the role, but I thought
Yeah,
he'd
okay.
be. And I think he's done well since in the role as well. So, yeah, I was really happy with him.
Yeah, fair enough. You know, I think he's a good actor. What was the what was it? Triple Nine. Apparently, he's pretty good in that one as well. I haven't actually seen that one yet, but no, there was another one that I was thinking of his, where yeah, he was really good in it. Other than the Hurt Locker, the Adjustment Bureau. He was really good in that one. That was the one I was trying to think of. He didn't play a big part in it, but well, he was one of the adjustment crew, Adjustment Bureau, if you like. But I thought he was really good in that one. Yeah.
All right. Well, was with the comic, in terms of comics, did the movie follow a storyline? I haven't read too many of the comic books, so I'm not really sure.
Yeah,
Do
no, I'm no help with you there as well. Sorry, mate, but
No, I'll still talk to you even though you had nothing.
excellent, excellent. If anyone would like to hit us up on Facebook or Twitter and let us know if what they thought about for the whether or not it followed the comic book storyline, that'd be great.
Missed anything?
Yeah,
Please correct us if we're wrong.
please do. Yes, absolutely. Always more than happy to be told I'm wrong.
Oh,
It's
someone emailed me during the week and hit me up about, I said straight out of Compton or Crompton. I got it wrong anyway.
Oh, right.
White.
You got told what, sorry?
So white. Got the phrase wrong.
Oh, right.
So thanks very
Well,
much, Dick Brain. Thanks very much correcting me, Guy.
you're not going to name? No?
No,
Okay, fair enough.
satisfaction.
Nice. All right. Well, I did say last week rumors of the next, the Avengers Infinity War,
Yes.
saying that Chris Evans was going to be in that one, so the Captain America side of it hasn't actually been announced that that is actually happening, like that he's part of the cast for that.
Oh, really?
So I'll retract that statement at the moment.
Yeah.
No, it's more so the what do you call them?
I don't know.
Guardians of the Galaxy side of things that are actually confirmed so far, and Thor.
Okay. I wonder if that's where they're going with Ragnarok. Like, if they're going to maybe set up a potential meeting in that movie to the Guardians. Do you reckon, I'm just wondering because they're both getting released next year, I think. I think. So I wonder if, at the end of both of those movies, there'll be a link in to Infinity War. I'm guessing there's going to have to be. Because, I
Right,
mean, at
okay.
the end of this phase three, they're all supposed to be, pointing to this next Avengers.
Yeah, righty-o. Okay.
I'm just shooting the shit here,
Oh, be interesting to see.
It would be. I've got
Excellent.
for you.
Yeah, go for it.
David, you ready?
Oh, hit me with it, brother.
An alternate ending. Could you see that the other way?
No. Not this one, no. No, quite happy with this one. So, yeah.
What would have happened, do you think, if the Winter Soldier died at the end of it?
Civil War wouldn't be an issue.
It would be a little bit, yeah.
Yeah,
There'd be no Hydra. Like Cap would, you'd think Cap would have gone rogue and gone after, Hydra just to snuff him out.
maybe. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And what if the Winter Soldier died at the end? What would happen?
Yeah, righto.
I don't know. That's the question.
Oh, many possible answers there.
There's plenty. Let us know their thoughts.
Yeah. Well, certainly Tony Stark and Captain America may not have had the falling out that they did.
Right, they might still be friends.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? I've got another one here too. Could you think of another actor to play a role in that movie? Now, I was thinking
What are you thinking about? Sorry.
about what if Kevin Bacon got the role instead of Robert Redford?
Nah.
What?
Nah, I think Redford was good for that role.
Kevin Bacon's so versatile.
No, but see, Bacon was the from X-Men.
Oh yeah, okay. Did you know I completely the next man?
Good on you.
Yeah.
His character is escapes me at the moment, but I, yeah, looking at him in that role, a lot better than. Like I think that was a better role suited for him than the role that Redford played in this. Like I like that character. I don't think. Oh, I don't think it would have been as believable sort of thing, if that makes sense.
Is that because no one takes him seriously? Hasn't he?
Probably not, no.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I just threw that one there for shits and giggles, really.
Yeah, fair enough. Kevin, but is that because of last week with the bacon number?
It was. Yep.
Yeah, nice. How long did you spend on that, by
Not as long as what I thought I would have.
the
I actually kind of forgot about it after that.
nice.
I was listening back, to any points or whatever that we'd, if we fucked up or anything last week, and I thought, oh, I didn't even look into that Kevin Bacon theories thing any further after we last spoke.
That's good. You didn't go down the rabbit hole then. That's good.
I didn't. I didn't think.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any other points for this, mate. I was quite impressed with it, so I didn't need to write down a lot of things that I didn't like.
Wait. It was given 89% Rotten Tomato.
Yeah, nice. I'd give this one an 8.
An 8.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say seven.
Seven, nice, righto. Yeah.
Seven. Yeah. I have heard of some rumours.
Oh.
Belgium.
Oh, look out. What do you got?
Going to make a movie after it.
Pardon?
That they're going to make a movie after it.
Really?
Hmm. Civil War.
You.
I just wanted to set you up then. I wanted to see your facial
expression. Oh, you idiot. Righto. Well, that's good. Turns out that they've already made it, and we can watch it as of Wednesday.
Should we review that one next week?
Yeah, not going to be able to do it Wednesday. Sorry, next weekend, but I'll be able to do it on the Monday.
Yeah, yeah, we'll set up for that.
Do it on the Monday. Done. Cool. But, yeah, that one gets released on iTunes on Wednesday. So,
watch that'd
be good. I'm looking forward to watching that again, actually. I really enjoyed that one, so.
Really good, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Characters in there, you mean Spider-Man, Black Panther?
Yeah, Spider-Man, no, not.
What?
Spider-Man, no. How many fucking Spider-Man movies are they going to make? Like, well, seriously?
This is new.
What?
But they,
why?
They've made two poor choices. Spider-Man. I mean, the first movie was good. The second movie, I thought, was pretty good, too. Better, definitely better than the second. The third one, man, I'm a big fan of Venom, have been for years, and they fucking ruined him. See, that's I'm passionate about that.
Clearly, yeah.
I was all G'd up, you know, to see what they do with him, and they just destroyed him. So I'm glad they cut Spider-Man after that, and they got old mate Griffin Chick, dude, not Chick, his guy, and I thought those Spider-Mans were pretty ordinary.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I'm not a big Spider-Man fan, so watching the X-Men Wolverine, X-Men Origins Wolverine, and all the Spider-Mans, oh, it's going to be an effort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do it.
Yeah, we are. You're right, but
we made the commitment early on.
No, we did. I don't have a problem doing it. I'm just saying I'm not going to enjoy it.
No.
And it's going to be clearly stated in my review of it.
I'm going to make you feel the pain. Nah, fair enough. All right, so you thought it was a seven?
No, eight. Eight for me. All
right. But we both liked it. It was a tick. Definitely better than the first. And, yeah.
Nice. So, yeah, we'll watch Winter Soldier. Sorry, Civil War. And review that one next.
Right on.
Nice one. All right. So shall we move on into sports, mate?
Do it.
All right. So we'll kick off with a bit of Major League Baseball, eh?
Yep. And, yeah, not a great deal really changed, did it?
No. Toronto, Cleveland, and Texas.
Yeah, your Blue Jays are up there.
Yep.
Nationals, Cubs. Dodgers got their two games up now.
Yep.
On the Giants.
We had another loss today.
Did we? Yeah, we were losing at the time.
Yeah.
Bugger.
Yeah, they're still on a 4-6 in their last 10.
Yep.
Posey and Pence have missed a few games lately. Pence is on a day-to-day with a hamstring.
Okay.
Strained, so yeah, but he hasn't really
lit it
had
up.
A bit of injury this year, so yeah, he's
what was he done his back, didn't he? Well, he's got something.
I thought it was
something
his knee
years ago when he was younger.
Yeah, well, his back was a while ago, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, no, they just haven't been firing and the pitching hasn't been there, but you know, still, like we said, still got a lot of games to play in the season, so they should come good.
Yeah. Well, with pitching, Moore tossed 133 pitches to come out with an out short of a Giants 18th no hitter.
Which game was this?
During the week.
Oh, was that the 4-0 win over Atlanta?
Maybe. It was during the week. I can't remember who it was playing against.
Wow, I missed that. All right, that's shit.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Epic A.
Yeah, wow.
Who was it?
Did you see that catch from the rookie from Boston?
No.
Where he was over the fence, and like he was hanging over the fence and took the catch and then fell back into the field. It was awesome.
No? Or was it? So that was during the week.
Yeah, yeah. I'll put a link up on the Facebook page. It was quite a good catch. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Red Sox Andrew Benintendi is expected to return after a knee injury. So they're hopeful he's going to return.
Right.
Yeah. Which is good news for them because they're still in with a chance.
Oh, well, they should have. Don't they still have the wild card spot at the moment?
Not sure.
Yeah, I think they do. Obviously, they're not in first place because the Blue Jays are there, but I'm pretty sure they're still in the wild card spot.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah. No, they are. They're leading the wild card, and so are we.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's okay. See if there's any score change in the Brave game. Nope. Still 2-0 at the. End of the second to the Newcastle North Stars. So Brave with a bit of work to do in the third.
Well, they can score. We know that.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
But well, they can only score when they're on the power play, apparently, from that game that we saw.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or
but
that
the goal to for the Brave to win yesterday in the semi. Over Melbourne. It was the same team that that we went and saw them play. The guy came out of the penalty box and skated around and scored unmarked out of the penalty box and gone. Goal. In overtime. So, yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, right. And well, both semis went to overtime and, yeah, that's how Newcastle got through as well. So.
Yeah, because the ice were... favourites.
Yeah. Well, I'd see Newcastle as more a favourite. They did win it last year, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. Well, yeah, that was, ice hockey. Should we keep going to start ice hockey or?
Yeah, man. Yeah, cool. So the Avalanche.
I didn't have much more for baseball.
Yeah, I had nothing left either from that, so, yeah.
We had a shit week. Oh, actually, yeah. Well, one, there was a dude ejected.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Harper. Sorry, from the Nationals. My mistake. He was ejected, got a bad call. He thought it was a ball. Ump caught it a strike. He blew up and threw his head on the ground and his bat.
Gone.
Gone. Yeah.
Early shower, buddy.
Yeah. Looked a little bit fabricated to me, but... You got an early mark for the game.
Ah, dickhead.
Yeah. So what's your big ice hockey news, mate?
Maybe well, the Avalanche have hired a new coach. Yes. So yeah, they've hired Jared Bednar, who coached the Monsters, the Erie Monsters,
okay.
To the Calder Cup, which is the AHL, the reserve grade, if you like, from the NHL, where all the feeder clubs are. So that's good news. I listened to an interview that he had with the NHL Network after the announcement. He's confident the strategy. So he said that he's confident in the strategy that he's going to bring to the Avalanche and wants to focus on the speed that we have in the forwards with Duchesne and McKinnon. So that's good because, yeah, he's right. Those guys are really fast. So hopefully, it's a bit late in the... Sorry?
Man, are you happy?
Yeah, I actually said... I was in a conversation with a mate of ours and I said, yeah, look, we should get him. He won the cup for the Monsters in the AHL. So, give him a run in the NHL now. That'd be the go, and they've done that. So I'm looking forward to it. Obviously, it's a bit late in the off season for it. He's going to have a couple of players away with the World Cup.
Yeah. Yep. Well, how many your boys will lose?
Sorry.
How many do you reckon your boys will lose?
I think we've got three or four. I'd have to have a look at that, actually.
A few out, yeah.
Sorry?
A few out of your squad.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a 25-man squad, so... but it is the key players. But, yeah. So, I think he's... You know, it's a bit late in the off-season, but he can turn it. He should be able to turn it around. They're professionals, you know. They should have... At that stage, you know what I mean? They're not coaching. They're just... They're motivating and, yeah, and strategizing. So they're going to do all right, I think. If not this season, he signed for 3, possibly the next season. Or mid to late season, they'll come into their own, I think. So.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, should be interesting to see. So. Looking forward to it. Now that we've got someone, it's all stations go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
And, yeah, what about the basketball, mate? Bit of NBA.
Look, a mate sent me a text message last night about a potential trade between Atlanta and the Bulls. Jimmy Butler and Taj Gibson going to Atlanta and... Millsap and Korver going to the Bulls, but I don't know how much truth to it. Once again, yeah, it is just a rumor, but yeah, it's been a pretty quiet week. Other than that, I mean, yeah, the Olympics finished the other week, so I guess there's still a lot of downtime and that after. But something that did come out this week, actually in the past couple of days, that another mate sent this to me, but... a new Nike ad that's come out for Jordan's shoes.
Oh, really?
And Russell Westbrook.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, Russ. And how KD, Kevin Durant left Oklahoma City.
Yep.
Oklahoma City. Sorry, and...
former Supersonics.
Former Supersonics, yeah.
But anyway, yep.
So he left them, sold out, because didn't have the confidence in himself. So he went to a team that... But yeah. So he's with Golden State. He just released this ad, and it's got Russell Westbrook promoting it, these new shoes. And it's, some run, some make runways.
Oh.
And it's got Russell Westbrook running down a basketball court, but it's on a runway, like a plane runway, and it's got him jumping from the free throw line, and then it goes out and, you know, down the end of the runway, like the footage.
Wow.
And it's got him, you know? But I just said, people are saying, oh, it's a slight dig at Kevin Durant.
Yeah, sure.
You know, some run, some make runways. I thought it was very clever, and I hope Kevin Durant sees it as a dig at him because he's a pussy.
Ooh, look out.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Them
Barton words.
Yeah. Just on while you're on the topic of players leaving clubs and going to other clubs, I haven't actually spoken to you about it since it's happened, but how do you feel about...
Where are you going with this?
Yeah, old D-Rose going to the Knicks, mate.
It had to be someone out of him and Butler that went. Oh, I like Derek.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, he's a favourite player. Injuries aside, he's been pretty unlucky. Although I'm not really having him shooting his gob off of late. But,
oh, what's he been saying?
Oh, that New York is a super team as well. They're saying about super teams now. It's the new tagline. You know, Golden State are a super team and all this garbage. But, yeah, I think, you know, for the club, someone had to go. And the decision that he left is probably better long term. I mean, he's taken up a lot of money. He is injury prone. Yeah, it just made sense. So, we'll free up some cap space for us. I mean, we've got Dwayne Wade and Rondo. I'm not really a big fan of Rondo. He's a bit of a douche. But, I mean, provided he just shuts his gob and plays to the systems that they got, you know, they want to run this season, and, you know, he'll be all right, I guess. But, yeah, I was a bit disappointed, but I could see the logic behind it.
Yeah, fair enough. Hopefully they don't beat the Bulls by too much when they... Well, hopefully he doesn't beat them by too much.
Nah, well, he's got to prove himself. He's got to stay fit.
That's yeah, true.
That's his biggest concern.
Yeah.
Stay on the court.
Yeah. Shall we move on to the NFL, mate?
Yes, I'm nodding.
All right. Seahawks.
Yeah.
Pretty good win.
Yeah, it was.
What do you think of their performance?
I watched it yesterday.
Yep.
I thought the starters were on there for a little while, longer than what I thought they would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether, you know, I suppose it's, you know, the more game time they get, the better prepared they're going to be. I don't think there was any injuries from it, which was good.
Yeah, none that I've heard, no.
Yeah, I thought they performed all right, you know. I thought the defensive line was definitely better this week. I don't think Russell got sacked at all.
He had to scramble in the pocket a fair bit.
Yeah, you're talking about that touchdown he threw to Lockett?
Yeah.
Mind you, did you see, because I watched it a couple of times at the highlights of it, his protection was pretty good. I mean,
yeah.
They had him, yeah. Insane that, yeah, he got out of the pocket, they were after him. But he's so good on his feet and he's so quick. But he did have time and space. So, but yeah, I thought they definitely performed a lot better at the defensive line this week, which is positive.
And yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Raiders this weekend in Oakland. So.
Yeah, that'll be...
tough, man.
Yeah. They went down to the Titans this week, so they might come out firing. But how was that that first hit on Tony Romo? Back injury gone for the game. So that was a bit of a
he's gone, man, for 6 to 10, like midway through the season, maybe.
Yeah, that's a big one, eh?
It is. I do feel for him though.
He's just had a shocking run, hasn't he?
Oh, you know, and 395, injuries happen. That's part of the game. But you just hate to see it when it compounds, it goes again and again, you know, and players miss large lengths of the season.
Yeah, yep.
Especially for the Cowboys. I mean, they're one of those franchises that you just know is, you know, NFL, they're known worldwide, you know.
They call them the American team.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Yep.
I thought the Patriots would have been.
Who?
The Pats. I thought would have thought they were.
Oh, no, because of the Dallas Stars, like, the Dallas Cowboys. That was, like, they were, when it was Emmitt Smith?
Yeah, yeah. By Ekman, whatever. Deion Sanders.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. So, yeah, that was, the way that they marketed them, they were, like, the American team coming up. Throughout that time, and that's sort of when I think that was when I started personally watching more NFL in that time.
Well, they used to show a game on the telly. Actually, it used to be that dude, the American guy that came out. He hosted
Don Lane.
Don Lane, that's him. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So
I'd tell my age there, so I'll stop that. Yeah. But look, with Wilson, this game, his completed passes up, his percentage. Like in the week before, he was 10-2. 10 out of 20. This week, he was 15 out of 20.
Okay,
it's an improvement for him. He did throw two touchdowns with 193 yards. So, you know, it's an improvement on last week, and that's what we want. You know, you want your first string quarterback excelling week after week, so
yeah, you want
him, good.
Yeah, you want that consistency, but you also want, yeah, definitely, you want to see some improvement, so at least he's going somewhere.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No, that's really impressive. I don't know too. This Michaels too. He was good early on too while he was there. 7 carries, 58 yards. That's not too bad at all. Yeah, RB.
Yep. He did well too. Yep.
I thought Boykin was good when he came on.
Scrambling out of the pocket. Yep.
We did leak a touchdown the last quarter, which, you know, I suppose Garrow wouldn't have been too happy about. But
no, look, I think their defense was quite was a lot better. Yeah. Yes, you're right. They did lose that or let in that one touchdown. But I just think the defense was better, which is what we want, to be honest.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be the Legion of Boom, but they haven't really been doing much lately. So, in the first two, but yeah.
Yeah, I guess, there's no one new. Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, Irvine went. Actually, played Irvine this week for the Raiders, but it's relatively the same makeup as it was last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is good, you know, less disruptions. Yeah, there's those bonds that they've got. So.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, fingers crossed they can keep building. I've done it every week so far, but I'm pretty buzzing about Thomas Rule's coming back. He's been training. I think he's pretty sure he dressed again for this. Didn't play, but they came out this week and said that he's going to be good for first game.
Yeah, nice.
Regular season game. And Jimmy Graham is getting closer.
Oh, giddy up.
But they said that he wasn't looking. They weren't expecting him back to be ready for the start of the season. But yeah, they've scrubbed that now, and they reckon that he could potentially be there, which is a bonus.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so that's good.
Nice. Hey, sorry, I got my stats wrong. I was looking at the wrong player there. Wilson last week, he was his completion rate was 5 of 11.
Okay.
To this week, 15 of 20. So, yeah. Hell of a lot better.
Oh, did you see Marshawn Lynch was in town?
Yeah, the California versus... Now, was it UCLA or which California?
Hawaii.
Huh?
It was Cal versus Hawaii.
Yeah, but what was the California university? Was it UCLA or California Tech or something like that? Or what was the...
His old one, just California, I think.
California University, righto. Because obviously there's a few universities in in California, but yeah, no, they were playing the Warriors from Hawaii there.
California Golden Bears defeat Hawaiian Rainbow Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a few friends that went up to the game.
Said oh, they good. Did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm spewing. I didn't realise he was coming over.
No, neither did I. And when I did see that, I thought, oh, shit, I'll tell Adam about that. But then I thought, oh, we'll discuss it in the podcast. So, but yeah.
We're discussing it.
We are, yeah. Had I known about it?
Yeah,
shit. I know. Was he? So I saw he was there doing the training. Did he actually hang around for the game as well? Like, was he there the whole time?
No, I haven't seen it to say that he was on the sidelines or anything. But maybe it was just more of a promotional thing. That he's come over with his old college and build the hype around it, and all give it some exposure.
Yeah, nice. Maybe.
Either way, I see. Yeah, he went to South Sydney training session and got a jersey. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Went there. Talk American.
Well, the Braves have scored. It's 2-1 now. Just started the third. So the Braves are on their way back. Come on, Brave.
Oh, they've got momentum now.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Yeah. Yep. And good work on the AIHL for not streaming it. What a bunch of dickheads. Anyway. Yeah, that's something that they really need to lift.
Yeah, the exposure for next year. I'm pretty sure there's some games on Fox, though.
Yeah, but it's not live or anything. It's
delayed.
Yeah. But no, that's very disappointing. I think they need to get I was saying to a mate that I think they need to get a major sponsor, like an ISP. As a major sponsor that would actually stream it, that would do. You get Telstra on board with it. Shit, they'll stream anything.
Yeah. Buddy, you see what's going on in the NFL? The Pats beat the Panthers 19-17.
Nice.
Green Bay beats the 49ers. Miami beat the Falcons. We got the.
Suck it. Eagles. Eagles had another win.
Yeah. Indiana.
Wow.
Lucky's taking that day down and going, I'm not playing anymore.
What the hell's going on there? Why is Why are the Eagles? Isn't that their third win? So they're 3-0 in the so far in the preseason.
Yeah, you know what this means. They'll be rubbish in regular season.
Yeah.
Denver had a win. Oh, congratulations, New York Giants. You scored 21. That's an improvement of 21 points from last week. Well done.
It was zero, was it, last week?
They had shit.
Yeah, it was to the Bills. Yeah, zero.
Yeah, nothing. Nah, good. We had another big thing happen last night too, David.
Oh, so we're going to talk about it?
Oh, we've got to. Did you watch it?
I saw up until, I think, the 30th minute, and then we headed out. But another year without the Bledisloe.
14. It's counting.
Yeah, 14 years. Wow, that's terrible.
Look, I've got a couple of special mentions to make for this game.
Right.
I know everyone in Australia pretty much hates Quade Cooper, but I like Quadey. And he was actually probably the first Australian this international season, taking into account the three games played against the Poms and the first two, well, against New Zealand in this game last night. He's the first player to kick it out on the full from our 22. And that was his first touch. Every other kick that we have done from our 22, we have not kicked it out, and it's resulted in tries. So, Quade, well done, mate. Oh, sorry. And then Kevy, you know, that big dopey Islander that plays. He's red.
Right,
but
yeah.
He kicked it out on the full two, but he was just outside of the 22. So, so kudos to him. Do it from inside the 22 next time.
Yeah. Cool. Tip for young players.
Yeah, tip. But hey, first touch, all good.
Hey, so who was the goal kicker that kicked it from back over the halfway line?
Yeah, apparently he's slotted one from 70 out.
What the shit? Well, wind assisted though.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah,
he got that one from 55.
Yeah,
had some legs on it too.
Yeah, it was still going. That sailed well over the dead ball line.
Well, I was sitting at home with Rach, and when Moore pointed at the goals, I was like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Can you imagine? So you've watched a game of footy with a mate, with our mate Pez.
Yeah.
Every time they kick, he always loses his shit.
Yeah.
Can you imagine him watching that game and they've
yeah,
and he's over the halfway and he points.
Oh, God, the beep, beep, yeah, beep, 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 beep.
It would have been quite funny to see that.
Would have been. I was the same here, and then when he slotted, I'm like, oh.
No, it's a point, you know, a couple of points, yeah, that'll do. But, yeah, no, that was a monster kick. So, yeah.
Good. I thought there were some calls from the ref.
There was?
Well, there was. But, you know, that's just
Frenchman.
Rugby.
He was a Frenchman, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really like French refs. We had one against in the first game against the Poms this year, and he was shit. I could have said a lot more expletives to describe him, but I'll just settle with shit.
Right, fair enough.
I'm happy
with that. You said, sorry, what was that? What did you say?
He was shit.
He was shit? Just he was shit? He wasn't fucking shit?
Le Poo, yeah?
Le Poo.
What did you have any thoughts on the game? Or that you've seen? Last week?
Well, it wasn't as bad as last week. That's a bonus, at least. Well, I didn't see how well that number 11, I've forgotten his name. How did he go? The guy who let in all the tries on the right wing.
Eddie. Yeah, I thought he was better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought the intensity was a lot better at the start, but then it seemed to sort of peter off and, yeah, it was all over the shop. You know, it was there and then it wasn't. And, gave a lot of stupid penalties. A lot of off the ball.
Right.
Kobe Kepu, fuck him off. Had enough of him. He's one of the front rowers.
Yep.
brought back. He just gives away too many penalties, you know, especially when we're in a good attacking position. A lot of off the ball stuff, just stupid. But
I did see that New Zealand didn't handle the ball as well. Like they dropped a few easy passes, in that first 35 that I saw, or 30 minutes that I saw. So I thought that was a bit of a loss for their side of things from last week, where they were well disciplined in that area.
Yeah, I thought they have lapses throughout the game. That's pretty All Blackish, but they were still really clinical in every facet of the game. You know, kicking like that, Bowden Barrett. You know, he just knows when to kick. Like he's red hot. You know, whenever they do kick, they generally get field position and they always find grass. Very rarely do they kick it and it, you know, goes right in our throat, or we're in a position to get it on the full. Yeah. Well, actually, I thought our kicking game was a lot better though. And that we challenged them early on. We tried to incorporate Folau, his jumping ability into it, which was good, but we didn't do it enough. Which we didn't have the chance to either.
I thought they were going to score there, where he took that catch near their try line there.
That's the other thing that shit me, right? That's classic All Black, is whenever, you know, we're in an attacking position and they're 22, they'll give away a penalty. So that was, Olmate didn't roll away, didn't even attempt to roll away in that, just after he took that ball. So it's a straight away penalty to me. And actually Moore asked the question, he's like, is that a yellow?
Yeah, he did.
And to me, that's just typical. They always do it and they get away with it. It should be straight up. The precinct should be set. Anything in the 22, that's, you know, going to disrupt the flow of, you know, the attacking team, penalty, yellow, mate, have a sit down. Cool off, think about what you did. Cut up some oranges for the boys.
Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe that's something that Mr. Moore should be getting in the ear of the officials a bit.
Mm. Well, that was one thing that I think Checker brought up after the game, that he sent him away. He wanted to ask the question. He asked, you know, the referee for an opportunity to speak to him, and he said, not now, I'm shooting him away. That's a bit rough. No.
Bloody Frenchman.
French. It's crumbled. They like white Tim Tams.
Yeah. What other sports? Anything else sports-wise?
Bonds had a good win, yeah?
Yeah, yep. So we're equal with Geelong on the points, but we've got a better for and against. So we'll get the old minor premiership there. I can't see Hawthorn beating Collingwood by enough to actually jump over the top of us. But
we're up at half time.
Pardon?
Collingwood are up at half time at 60-49.
Yeah. So you know that's pretty much sewn up the minor premiership for the Swans. So that's good.
Yep.
And it's good to see the Giants.
Yeah,
getting up there, so they'll get fourth.
Yep.
If Hawthorn win,
if Hawthorn win, they get fourth.
Yeah, but if they don't, they'll stay in third. So,
well, hopefully Hawthorn lose. Well, they're losing right now, so
Hawthorn are in the eight anyway. So, yeah. Just depends on where they.
Finish, how it all pans out. Was that? It's this game and the Bulldogs play Frio. So that's a foregone conclusion that the Bulldogs will pump Frio.
Yeah, that's right. And if Hawthorn don't win, the Bulldogs should give Frio a touch up and jump over the top of Hawthorn as well. So. Drop them well down into the bottom of the eight. That'll put them back into seventh. So, just unfortunate. There was a funny article before, and St Kilda had to beat Brisbane Lions by 250 points to jump up into eighth. But there was no chance of that. So,
yeah, they gave it a good crack though.
Well, yeah, could have done it a bit better, but it's good to see that Port didn't make it.
Yeah.
along with Collingwood, so happy
yeah.
about that.
Always makes me happy.
Yeah, and it's good old Essendon had another win, just to finish off the year.
Been a terrible year for them.
Hopefully
have all their players back and nothing hanging over their heads.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but hopefully the Swans will fire again in this September footy. It'll be good to watch them come finals time.
Yeah, well, that starts next week. Next weekend, yeah.
Yep. Finals. So that'll be good.
Yeah.
And Braver on the power play.
Are they?
Oh, no, nothing. still 2-1. Looks like, wow. I think Newcastle's going to take the AIHL, but still a few minutes left to play, so we'll see what happens there. You never know. But yeah, that's about all I've got, mate. How about yourself?
Mate, I'm pretty much done here.
Actually, something I did want to bring up. Bundesliga has started this weekend. You're looking a little perplexed there, mate.
Because I am.
Yeah. So it's the German football.
Ah. Oh.
Yep. So so that kicked off this weekend with Borussia Dortmund having a win, kicking off the season 2-1. And Bayern Munich, they had a 6-0 drumming.
Yeah.
But, so that's European football is away. And the La Liga, the Spanish football that started last weekend as well. So that's week two of that one. And Real, as expected, doing well.
Yep.
Bale performing as he did for Wales in the Euro,
as expected.
Yeah, yep. Are you much of a European football or soccer as it's called here? Unfortunately,
to be honest, I did start to get a little bit of interest when we were overseas together.
And yep. That was,
you know, you'd see on BFBS.
Yep.
But I never had a team, so I had to pick one. So I go for Everton, because Cahill was playing for them at the time, and they were mid. They weren't the best. They weren't the worst. They were kind of mid-range.
Yep.
I want to be a bandwagon jumper and go, oh, I'll go for Chelsea, or I'll go for fucking Man U. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, Everton. But, I don't really watch the games. Especially if it's on telly, I'll watch it.
Yeah, right here. Yep.
Who do you follow?
Well, in the... I did start off watching, so when the World Cup was on years and years and years ago before we actually qualified for it, I was always going for the Dutch for some reason. Can't explain why. So they had a lot of their players, well, not a lot, but, you know, three or four playing for Arsenal in the English Premier League. Yeah. So I've followed Arsenal since then. but they've only... just got a win, so that's week three in the English Premier League as well. So they finally had a win. So they're a win, a draw, and a loss so far. But yeah, Arsenal. Yeah, have no real, other than the Dutch were playing, the Dutch people were playing for them. That's the only reason I've started supporting them. So, but yeah, so it's all kicked off.
Done.
Yeah.
Well, I might have to check a few games out so we can have something else to talk about.
Yeah, I'd gone off it a bit, but the Euro Championship earlier on, so it was a couple of weeks ago now, that sort of sparked my interest again, so been looking at it a bit more.
Both Olympics too.
Sorry?
Both the Olympics as well.
Yeah, not so much. Brazil winning that gold, but they're great and all, but I think the European style, more so the South American style, is what I enjoy watching. So it's a shame that Brazil won, to be honest. Because it's good to see someone else win,
Yeah. Something different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll start doing a bit more writing on and discussing the football as well. So.
Yep. Yeah, it's good, mate.
Nice.
All right, buddy.
Cool, mate. Well, that's been great. Thanks for that.
No, mate. Thank you. Thanks very much for your time.
Yeah, and we'll review Civil War next.
Civil War. Stay tuned.
I will.
Do easy, buddy.
All right. Cheers, mate.
Catch you later on.
All righty. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.